I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The rebel terrorist group known as Boko Haram has done it again. This time they killed more than 70 people, 22 of which were Christians at a church service at Adamawa State. World Mission supports partners working on the ground there with unreached people groups. Greg Kelly says World Mission is raising $20,000 to move the headquarters to safety. However, their work with the unreached has been successful.
We, of course, distribute the audio Bible, the treasure among them. We've even seen, just last week, we got a report of two Boko Haram, these are the terrorist guys themselves, leaders, giving their lives to Christ.
Support their move at missionnetworknews.org. And MNN's Katie Harth has been in Haiti all week. She files this report.
A few years ago, kids in the mountainous village of Marcachon didn't have much of a future. But then Pastor Joppy built a school right next to his church. With the help of Starfish, it's still going strong today.
A lot of children need to go to school, and their parents don't have no way to send them. Is Starfish helping us a lot, sending the children books, uniform, and bag for school, and fed them every 5 days.
Kids learn more than reading and writing at the school.
It is the first thing to teach them the Bible, because they need to know God for them Savior.
The story continues at our website. Ask the Lord to sustain the school in Marcachon. From Loganoff, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windel. It's a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.